Today she's Masechta Erevin Daf Chaf Aleph. We'll begin on Daf Chaf on the base, three lines from the bottom. As we've been learning from the beginning of the Perek, the halacha is a passive bros that Chazal made a special dispensation, Klal Yisrael being oile regel, that they should be allowed to rely on these four L-shaped corners around the area where they had the biros, where they had the beer, where they had the pits, the water pits, that people should be able to have what to drink as they came to, as they came up to be oile regel. And Chazal, and begins the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Adda lehutra pasi bros. This heter of pasi bros that Chazal gave was only oile regalim bevad. Only oile regalim Chazal gave this special heter. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya. So not only is it limited to oile regalim, asked the Gemara, but from here we see that it's only acceptable for people who are, for the animals of the people who are being oile regal. Answers the Gemara, my behema, when the Brisa says behema, it means behemus oile regalim bavad. But for a person, there is no heter. There is no heter even for a person who's being oile regel, because as we're going to learn right now, Aval Adam, the person himself, in terms of being able to get water, metapas v'oila, metapas v'yoyrid. He could go down and up into the pit to get water. There are Rishonim that already asked that the wording of this price is sort of difficult. It says metapas v'oila, metapas v'yoyrid. You go up and then you go down. But actually, the order is just the opposite. First, you go down, and after you go up. So shouldn't have said metapas for yared, metapas for oilim. And because of that question, there are indeed those that have an opposite girsa in our Gemara. And their girsa is only is metapas for yared and metapas for oilim. But I did see that there are those that suggest that why does the Braisa teach us the words metapas for oilim, metapas for yared? To teach us, not only may you go down to take the water to drink once, but you may do it more than once. As much water as the oile regalim needed to be able to drink, to be able to drink so that they should have water, adequate water, that's as much as they may do. So what we're learning from here is that for the people, they have no heter at this point in the Gemara, to take the water out of the pit. They could go into the pit and drink it. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? That the only type of water that's allowed to be used, that you're allowed to rely on pasi baros for, is a well. Now ask the Gemara, Ila behema, if the entire heter of pasi baros was only said for animals, not for humans. Malichai, mali mechnasim. By human being, we could understand that he only wants to drink fresh, good water. But by an animal, there is no such reason. So if we're only allowing pasi baros for animals, asked the Gemara, why should we differentiate? Why should it only be being immediate the chazil? Malichai, mali mechnasim. So why is there a difference of what type of water is being used? Answers the Gemara, Bina mida de chazal adam. We need to have water which is fine for people. So what does that mean? So the way Rashi explains, we need to have water that a person could drink. Because the fact that we have this water pit here is allowing us to make this heter a pasi baros. But Chazal didn't allow the heter pasi baros only, which is a big cooler, only if it's good water. Otherwise, we cannot establish such a cooler. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that since indeed you're only allowed to take water out for an animal, but the halacha is if after you took out water for an animal, there's leftover water, you could give it to a person. So we therefore have to have water which is drinkable by people. Another heter that the Tosfos says is that, indeed, as our Gemara says, the heter of pasi baros is only for animals of the Oiler Golem, not the humans. But, says Tosfos, if you have a person who is traveling with animals, and for him, and therefore, as we're learning, we're allowed to construct pasabros. Once we're allowed to construct pasabros for an animal, because there is such an animal available, then you could even serve it to a human being. It's only that you can't construct the pasabros for humans alone. But once they're made for animals, even people could expressly drink from those pasabros. And therefore, says Tosfos, because of that rule, the water that we're making the pasabros has to be water that a human being can indeed drink. The Stipler, based on this Gemara, says that what's the halacha regarding pasabros? Could you use the pasabros only for water? Or once the pasabros were built, can they be used for anything, not only water? So he says, if pasabros were only permitted for the carrying of water, then the heter of Tosfos may not be understandable, where Tosfos says we could even use the pasabros for human consumption. But if we understand what we're learning now, that the pasabros, once we have a right to build them, we could use them for people drinking. The same thing we could say regarding carrying. It was maybe only allowed to be built for the purpose of animal drinking, but once it's built, you could use it for other purposes as well. Gufa. Lehutra pasabros, el behem bilvad. The pasabros were only allowed to be constructed on behalf of animals. A person should go himself into the pit and get whatever he needs to drink. But if the pit is very wide, and therefore a person can't get into the pit easily, now even for human beings, you could rely on the pasabros. Don't fill up water and give it in front of your animal and give it to drink, and you hold the keli while it's drinking. You could take the water out, pour it in front of the animal, and v'shoismala, and the animal will drink it itself. Ask the Gemara, mask lav Rav Anan, im kain, if you can't feed your animal, my ilu pas baras. Ask the Gemara, what's your question? My ilu? Lamals mehen. If I didn't have the pasabros, I wouldn't be able to take the water out. But now that I have the pasabros, I could take the water out. Ella, says the Gemara, what the question the Rav Anan meant to mask was, Ma'ila Rosh Verubai Shapara. We learned in the previous Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that in order to rely on the Heta Pasabros, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, you have to have most of the animal within the enclosure of the pasabros. But why? If you're just pouring the water in front of the animal, what's the difference if the most of the animal is in or not? We don't have to worry that you're going to come to carry anything because you're not holding anything. Therefore, answers the Gemara, a teretz that we discussed in the previous year. We're speaking about a situation be'ivus where you have a box standing in the Rosh Hashanah, which is Gavoyas Soro, which is 10 tefachim tall, V'roich of Arba, and 4 Amos, and 4 tefachim wide. So it has the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah, and that's where the owners put all sorts of food for the animal to eat. And the animal standing with its head into that box, Rosh Hashanah Sotach Ben Abbasim, and that box is partially in the area of the Ben Apasim. And we're concerned, as we learned extensively in our previous year, that the owner is going to see that this box is broken, and he's going to take and want to fix it, and he's going to take the water that he took from within the area of the Pasabros and put it on the side of the box, which is Rosh Hashanah, and it turns out that he's carrying from that is carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. That's why Chazal were concerned that you have to have the Rosh of a Rubai of the animal within the area of the Pasabros. The Ritva points out that the fact that the Gemara gave this explanation and didn't give an explanation, as we learned in the previous year, that maybe there's a difference if you're holding the pail and you're not holding the animal. From here we see that if you're holding the pail and you're not holding the animal, Rosh Shavarubai would be adequate. But if you're holding the pail and you're holding the animal, you don't even need to have Rosh Shavarubai inside, which was a big part of what we discussed in our previous year. So the question is, here we're saying the Pasabaros was mutter only for animals. The question is, what's going to be the halacha if somebody constructs Pasabaros and on top of them he puts schach? Will that be a valid sukkah? So it seems, based on what we're learning in our Gemara, that it depends. If the Pasabaros were constructed for an animal, which we're learning in our Gemara, we could be lenient. So then we could be lenient in making the Pasabaros. But if to make a sukkah for that purpose alone, then maybe not. But the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Reish Lamed, Sifkot Lamed Gimel, paskins that this would be a kosher way to build a sukkah. Obviously, it's the opinion of Mishnah Berurah that anything that's letzorich mitzvah, anytime you're doing something letzorich mitzvah, Chazal allowed us to rely on Pasabaros. So if somebody's building a sukkah, which is obviously letzorich mitzvah, he could rely on the Pasabaros to build the sukkah. The halacha is that on Shabbos, one may not walk out of the Tchum Shabbos, as we will discuss extensively later in the Masechta. A person only has 2,000 amos outside the boundary of a city to carry, to be able to walk. However, we will also learn that there's a halacha burgenin. The halacha burgenin tells us that if there are huts along the way as you leave your city, they keep on extending the city 70 amos at a time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, Amar Rav. Ein burgen bebavel. When we spoke about the special heter that we just spoke about burgenin, it doesn't apply in bavel. V'loi pasabaros, and the heter that we just spoke about pasabaros, doesn't apply anywhere else in chutz laretz except from bavel. And the Gemara explains, burgenin bebaveloi, the reason that burgenin don't apply in bavel, shum deshchichi bitki, there are many times floods. And since there are many floods that will destroy those huts, that's why those huts are not considered sturdy that we could rely on them for halacha. Or pasabaros b'chutz laretz loy. There's no heter pasabaros in chutz laretz outside of bavel. There weren't people that were learning, and since there weren't people who were learning, so we didn't give them the heter pasabaros. And from here says the Ritva, what we just said a moment ago. From here we see that the heter pasabaros wasn't limited to the mitzvah of Oyla Regolim. It's also included for any other mitzvah, for people who are going to learn. So in Bavel, where people went to learn, that's why we have the heter of pasabaros. But anywhere else in Chutz Laretz, where there are no mesifta, there were no yeshivas, so they weren't traveling to learn Torah, they don't have the heter of pasabaros. Avl ipcha avdinin. There is pasabaros in Bavel, because in Bavel there were, as we just said, yeshivas, and in Chutz Laretz there were burgenin, because there aren't floods there. But Ikad Amri, there's a different version. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba Amar Rav, ein burgenin pasabaros, there's no heter burgenin nor pasabaros, loy b'bavel, not in Bavel and not in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara explains itself. Burgenin b'bavel loy, the reason there's no heter burgenin in Bavel, the shchichi bitki, because there are floods that will destroy them, and therefore we can't rely on them. B'chutz la'aretz namiloi. In chutz la'aretz, we can't rely on the burgenin. The shchichi gamvi. Since there are many ganovim, so we have, they'll steal the burgenin, they'll steal the hut, they'll steal what's in the hut, and therefore they're not considered significant that they could be relied on for tchumim. Or pasbaros b'bavaloi, why can't we rely on pasbaros and bavel? They're going for dvar mitzvah, they're going to learn, says the Gemara, the shchichimayim. There's plenty of water available. And since there's plenty of water available, we don't have to come up to the heter of pasbaros. B'chutz la'aretz namiloi, and in the rest of chutz la'aretz, why don't we have a heter of pasbaros? Because the loy shchichim mesifta, there aren't any mesiftas there, there aren't yeshivas there, and since there aren't yeshivas there, there people don't have the heter of pasbaros. The Ritva says that burgenin, that which we have to steal, where we have to be concerned, people are going to steal from, don't have the shame burgenin. The burgenin have to have a status of a burgenin. But if people steal, they don't have the status of the burgenin. As I said, as I alluded to, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, what does it mean they're going to steal? Some say that they're going to steal the actual burgenin, and some say that they're going to steal what's inside the burgenin. There's a very interesting psak that I saw from the Sefer Chashukei Chemed. Here we see that we have to be concerned of ganovim. Chazal were concerned in areas where there was stealing, where there were thieves. So the Chashukei Chemed discusses a situation where somebody is aware of another person who is unfortunately a thief. And the thief knows that I know about that person. The thief says that if you will inform, this thief wants to get a job somewhere. And if I, of course, inform the potential employer that he's a thief, they won't hire him. But the thief threatens me that if I do so, he'll do me harm. I'm not talking about physical harm. We're talking about financial harm. Not necessarily he'll steal from me, but I need something from that thief. He says, I won't do it for you if you disclose that I am a thief. Should I disclose? Again, there's no sakanas nefashis here. Should I disclose it or not? And Chashukei Chemed says that thievery, as we see in our Gemara, is a very significant concern. And because it's a very significant concern, that's why I should disclose it, even if it could cause me damage. The Yavit says, the fact that our Gemara differentiates between Bavel and all of the rest of Chutz La'aretz, because in Bavel there were yeshivas, and there were many Jews who lived there, and therefore Bavel is considered a more significant dwelling place of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he says we find through Shas that there were places in Bavel where they took Trumas and Maisris, etc. Because Bavel had this significance where there were Mesiftis, where there were yeshivas. Amalev chizdal ma bereder afuna bereder of Yemi ba'aba. Amra asisa b'banash l'bei k'nishta de Nanil. I heard that you were traveling from Barnash to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel, which is a distance of Tlosa Parasha B'Shapsa. It's a distance of 3 parasols. And the question is, how could you walk such a far distance on Shabbos? Amai Sumichsu. Why were you relying that you could walk that far? You were obviously relying on Burgenin. But ask the Gemara, Ha'ama Avu Davuch, didn't your grandfather, Rav Yirmi Ba'Abba, say in the name of Rav, that ain't Burgenim B'Bavel? We don't rely on Burgenim B'Bavel. Nafke V'Achvile, so Ma'abred Rav Huna showed Rav Chizda, Hani Misfasa. He saw these cities that were located between Barnash and the Shul, the Mivlin, B'Tach Shivim Am V'Shrayim, and the walls of those cities were still standing. So even if we're not going to rely on Burgenim, but we can rely on those cities to extend the area that one may travel. Amar Rav Chizda, Darash Mar Berav, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, L'chol Tichla Re'isi Kates, R'chava Mitzvasecha Ma'oid. You can't find The Divrei Torah are completely without any limit. And as the Anaf Yosef explains, that a person who is building a home, so he has a plan. And it's something that has a plan and something that you could accomplish. But when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, even if a person spends time learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, he doesn't ever come to an end. And that's why he says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains, the pasuk says, Sos anoichi al mitzvaysecho k'moitzi shal rov, a pasuk in Tehillim Parak Kuf Yates. Why does the pasuk use the word sosoin, not the word simcha? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that simcha represents a higher level of joy than simcha. Sos anoichi al mitzvaysecho, that the Torah that I learn, as I learn Torah, as I do mitzvahs, I realize that I haven't really scratched the surface. And therefore, even though I'm happy that I was able to learn Torah, and I was happy that I'm able to do mitzvahs, but with it comes the feeling that I have never really scratched the surface. And therefore, it's only sasoin, not simcha. Says the Gemara, David ze omed David v'lay pirsha. David HaMelech said this pasuk, describing the length and breadth of Torah. Amra Eiv also said this and wasn't successful in giving the shear of the Torah. Amra Yecheskel v'lay pirsha. And then Yecheskel came and also wasn't able to give the explanation. At Shabba Zechariah ben Ado pirsha, until Zechariah ben Ado was able to explain it. Amra David v'lay pirsha the ksiv. David HaMelech says, and tell him, L'chol techla rech'isi keitz rechove mitzvasecha ma'oid. Ama oy v'lay pirsha d'ksiv, arucha me'eretz mida urechove minayam. Amri cheska v'lay pirsha d'ksiv, v'irfish oysay l'fana ay, v'iksuva p'hanam v'ocha v'kosva alayim kina v'haga v'yehi. He saw the Torah, but it was kina hege v'yegi. He wasn't able to explain the depth of the Torah, the width of the Torah. And what do these words mean? Says the Gemara, Kinim Zuprosim Shal Tzadikim Ba'ilam Haza. He wasn't able to explain why we see that Tzadikim sometimes suffer in this world. V'ksev, Kinehi V'kananehu. It represents a cry, Kinnis. V'haga, Zumatan Tzcharim Shal Tzadikim La'ava. We couldn't explain how great will be the Simcha of Tzadikim La'ilam Hava, the Kenoima Alehi Gyoyoin Bechino. He wasn't able to explain how much suffering the Rishayim will suffer in the next world. So much punishment will come to them in the next world. And I saw that the Iyun Yaakov says there's a tremendous lesson from this Gemara. He says the lesson from this Gemara is, here you have David HaMelech, you have Eiv, you have Yecheskel, these great individuals, and they weren't able to explain it. So we would normally take the approach, Zechariah would take the approach, if they can't figure it out, who am I? But that's not what he did. What he did was, he said, everybody is left with their portion of what they can do. And therefore he said, maybe they couldn't explain it, but I could explain it. Therefore, says the Chidah as well, that sometimes you see that there are Talmidei Chachamim in later generations that are able to explain Divrei Torah that we weren't successful to understand in previous generations. And he explains HaKadosh Baruch Hu left over this Chiddush for this Talmud Chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the time for this to become revealed to this world is at this time, not previously, and maybe now is the time, and you are the person that should indeed say this chiddush, that nobody greater than you previously was able to. Achabaz Zechariah ben Ido Pirsha, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says that Zechariah sees a Nevuah. V'emelai Mataroya, and he's asked, what do you see? V'amani Roy Megillah Offa, I see this Megillah that Yecheskel referred to opened up. Arkay Esrim Ba'amam. its length was 20 amos, v'rochva esba amos, and its width was 20 amos. So this was a Megillah offer. It was folded. V'kipashtalei. So when you open it up, now it'll be esrim b'esrim, 20 by 20. V'ksiv. Furthermore, as we read the pasuk in Yecheskel describing the Megillah, the pasuk says the Megillah was written hiksuvim panav acher. So we take the two sides of the sheet. How will that be? How large would that Megillah be? Aben be'esrim, 40 by 20. Now all of this are not in the regular amos that we always discuss. They're speaking about the amos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ksiv, and the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Mimodet b'shaloi mayim, the Shemayim b'zeres tikin, that the entire world is the size of a zeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is a zeres? A zeres is the area of a chatzi amma by chatzi amma. So when we look at the entire world in the amas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a half an amma by a half an amma. A half an amma by half an amma is a quarter of an amma squared. So if the Torah is 40 by 20, which is 800 square amma. In the 800 square amma, there are 3,200 quarter ammas. Nimsa, shekol olam kulay, so the entire world is echad mishloshim asayim b'torah. The entire world is only 1,3,200 of the Torah. That's how large the Torah is. The Torah is essentially infinite. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, "Finish the shnei dudei te'enem adam ofnei heichal Hashem." There are two palm trees in front of us, in front of the heichal. Hadura echad te'enem tovus ma'od. In one of them, there was good dates. Keta'enei habukurois, but tura echad, and the other one had te'enem roas ma'od. Very poor tainim, that they were so poor that they could not be eaten because of their poor quality. Tainim atovus, explains the Gemara, refers to the tzaddikim kamurim. The good tainim are the tzaddikim. Tainim are rishoyim, el rishoyim gemurim, are the rishoyim. V'shem taimar of it sivram abatol sikuyam. The rishoyim are hopeless. There's nothing to rely on. Tamloim adudoim nos nereich. The pasuk says in Shir Shim, "Dudoim nos nereich." Elu ve'elu yisidim shit nereich. Even the rishoyim have the ability to do tshuva. And the Chidah explains the Gemara. He says that before a neshama comes to this world, there's a concept of nahama d'ksufa. Nahama d'ksufa means that the neshama gets everything it needs. It gets all of its nourishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has no way to pay it back. And when we come to this world and we learn Torah and we do mitzvahs, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, that's the way we are paying back HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us to this world. And here the Rishonim say, Avdol, perhaps of the Sivram, Ubatol Sikuyam, they have no way of explaining themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they didn't do what they're supposed to do. Darsh Rav Maidik Siv, Hadudoy Nos Nureyach, Eile Bechur Yisrael, Shloi Tam Tam Chet. They never did any Avera. For Beschenu Megodim, who does that refer to? Eile Bnei Yisrael, Shemagidois Peschem Lebaleim. These are the Jewish girls that if they have a question in Hilchas Nida and Taras HaMishpacha, they immediately ask their husbands and they don't take anything for granted. Lishna Chrina, Sha'idus Pischeim Lebaleim. They're very careful never to have relations until they get married to the husbands. Hagdoshim Gam Yishanim Doidi Sufantilach. Omer Knesset Yisrael Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Harbi Gzeiros Gzarti El Atzmai. Klai Yisrael makes chumras, takes chumras on themselves, v'kayamtem, and we accept the chumras that we take upon ourselves, that are, even though they're not part of the Torah. So as I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel says, that the gzeiros that we follow are not gzeiros that we take upon ourselves, the gzeiros that the chachamim make. But he explains that the chachamim are representative of Klal Yisrael. And when the chachamim make a gzeira, it's if we all took the gzeira upon ourselves. Particularly, he explains that we know that the Gemara says many times that even when Chazal make a gzeira, they don't make a gzeira she'ein roiv atzibur yechoyim la'amabai. If Chazal see it as a gzeira, the most of Klal Yisrael can't follow, they don't make such a gzeira. So we see very much that Chazal took us into consideration, because the gzeiros that we make are really gzeiros that are what Hashem, are really gzeiros that the tzibur are making. There was a Talmud Chochem that was preparing the Agadat Hashir in front of Rav Chisda. Mishmiloch, did you ever hear a drush in the Pasuk that says Chadoshim Gam Yishonim, the Pasuk that we just read, Mahu, what does it mean? Amalei, so he said, the Chadoshim mean mitzvahs kalas, the easier mitzvahs. Yishonim are mitzvahs chamuris. The Gemara will explain. Amalei, v'chi Torah pamem nitna, was the Torah given twice? Mitzvahs yishonis, older mitzvahs, mitzvah chadoshis, newer mitzvahs. How could you say that? Allah halolu b'divrei Torah. The difference is there's some mitzvahs that are deraisis, halolu b'divrei seifrim, and there's some that are derabbanans. So we saw that shemegidus pischem lebaleim. So Rashi says one is that they don't have, the Gemara said they don't have relations with other people, and that they bring the questions that they have to entire mishpacha, they bring those questions for answers. So Ben HaYoda explains, what is the big shvach that if they have a question that they take it to a Rav or Shaila? So Ben HaYoda explains that there are many times that a person could come up with different reasons why he could be lenient, and instead of taking the approach that let's be lenient, they go and they ask a Shaila, that's what the Gemara is praising them for. The Shaila Shetshuvos Amudei Or explains that the whole halacha of Vestas that we discussed in Masechet Nida is only a derabbanan, but people are very careful. So the Gra explains that every morning when we say Birchas HaTorah, we say Shebocha Banu Mikolamim V'Nosolanu Es Tarasai. For Nosan is a Lashon Avar. It refers to the past. And then we say Noisan HaTorah. Noisan HaTorah is current, the present tense. And the second Brach is the same. Asher Nosolanu Taras Emes V'Chaya Olam Nota B'Seichenu refers to something that happened in the past. And then we say again, Baruch Ata Hashem, Noisan HaTorah, which is present tense. So he explains that our Gemara just explained, there's the Torah that we got from Shemayim, that's what we're speaking about, the past. But then there's the Chidush HaTorah, that every, as we spoke about a moment ago, that every Talmud Chacham has the ability to be Mechadish Chidush HaTorah. Every time we learn something and we say a pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left for us to say, specifically for us, at this time. That's what we mean, Noisin HaTorah. That every day we have the ability to do the Noisin HaTorah. And he says, incredible gematria. He says, Midrabonon has the same gematria as Mipi HaGvura. A gzeira that Chachamim make is considered like a came Mipi HaGvura, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Dosh Ravid, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Koheles, V'yos Mehem Ebeni, Hizor Asoy Svarim Harbe. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Beni, Hizor B'divrei Seifrim, be more careful in the Rabbonans, yoisa midivrei Torah than in the raisas. She divrei Torah yesh ben mitzvah sasei and mitzvah loisa sasei divrei soifrim. When we speak about the rabbanans, kala oival divrei soifrim. If somebody violates the rabbanan, chas v'shalom his chay misa. As the pasuk says, upayritz geder yishchena nochash shem etaymer im yesh ben mamish menei maloi nichtavu. Why weren't, if they're so significant and they're so important, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu write them himself? And it says the Gemara, Amakra, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we keep on saying in our shiur today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Asoy Sfarim Harbe and Kates, make many Drabonans. And therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to make all these Gzeiris. And there, so now I saw a question. If our Gemara is giving so much credibility to Divrei Soifrim, to the Rabbanon, and somebody's over, the Gemara says, over Divrei Chamim is Chai Soifrim Chai Misa, so why is the Halacha that Besofik the Raisa we're Machmer, and Besofik the Rabbanon we're Mekel, if the Gemara is treating the Rabbanons in such a strict manner? So I saw that the Mefarshim, many Mefarshim discussed this. And I saw that the Shaul's Tshuvas Binyan Zev says that the Divrei Soifrim were established by the Rabbanon. And since the Divrei Soifrim were established by the Rabbanon themselves made up that rule. They made up the rule that when there's a Sofik in the Rabbanon, we could be lenient. Continues the Gemara, V'lag Harbe. Yigias Basar, Omra Papa Breder of Achabar Adam Shmei, Ravachaba Ula, Melamed, Shakal Hamalig al Divrei Chacham. Somebody who doesn't treat the Rabbonans properly, he ridicules them, Nidim Betsoy Rasachas, he'll be punished in boiling manure. And the Ben Ishchai explains that since this person, what's the Midah Kamega Midah? He is showing disrespect to the Divrei Chachamim. And somebody who shows disrespect to the Divrei Chachamim will get the highest level of disrespect. Maskel of Rava, Miksav Lag. If the Pasuk were to use the word Lag, I would understand what you're saying. The Pasuk says, Lahag, Ella Kala Hoigeben. Somebody who spends time learning Divrei Torah, time tam basar, will have the taste of basar. Why is it compared to basar? So the Ben Ishchai explains that we know, the Gemara says, La'ivra Laila Ella Girsa. Night is the time for learning. That's what the Rambam says, that a person should be careful that he should spend every night of his life learning Torah. Typically, meat is eaten for dinner. And since meat is eaten for dinner, that's why the time for learning Torah is also at night. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aser Rav Akiva Shai Chavash Beis Asurim. Rav Akiva was once imprisoned by Rav Yeshua Agaris Misharsai, and Rav Yeshua Agarisi was taking care of him. B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, Hay Machnisan Loi Mayim B'mida. They used to bring water for Rav Akiva, that he should have enough water for what he needed to consume and to wash his hands from the Tilas Yadayim. Yomechem Matzah Shemim Beis Asurim. One day the guard saw Rav Yeshua Agarisi bringing the water. Amaloi, Hayoyim Emechem Merubim. I see you're bringing too much water. Shem Malach the Beis Asurim. Maybe you bring this water because you want to make a tunnel to be able to escape at the Tzorach. Shafach Chetchen. So the guard poured out half of the water for Nasla Chetchen. And he let him carry in the other half. Shabbat Yitzhar Rabbi Kiva. When Rabbi Yeshua brought the water to Rabbi Kiva, Amale Yeshua, Ena Ate Yedeya Shazoknani. Don't you know that I'm an old man? V'chayai t'luyin b'chayecha, and I depend on you, and you didn't bring me enough water. So, Sachloi, Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Kiva, Kolay Samur, the entire episode, that the water was confiscated. Amaloi, tell him I'm shetlu yodai. So he asks, tells him, okay, give me the water, and I'll wash my hands. Natil shidayim. Amaloi, lishtos ein mekiyim. There isn't enough water here for you to drink. You're going to use up the water. Litol yedecha magim. Are you going to use up the water to wash your hands? Amaloi, so Rabbi Kiva responded to him, ma esa shechayov malayim I have to wash Netilas Yadayim, and if I don't do it, I'm Chai Misa. And therefore, I would rather miss Mutav She'emes Mitzas Atzmi, I'd rather die in my own hands for not having water to drink, and not violate what Chazal said, that you have to wash your hands. Amar lo Tam, Rabbi Akiva didn't eat anything, at Sheviloi Mayim v'notel Yodav, until he had enough water for both. Shem Chom V'dover, when Chazal heard about this episode, Omar B'zik Nosoi Kach, if Rabbi Akiva, when he was an old man, was so careful with the Rabbonans, B'yaldusoi, when he was younger, where it would be easier for him to fast, Alachas Kam V'kama. How careful he must have been with all the Rabbonans. Or Ma Beis Asurim Kach, if he was in prison, and we still see how careful he was with the Rabbonans, when Loiv Beis Asurim, when he's at home, certainly we could be sure how Alachas Kam V'kama, how careful he is. So the question is, how was Rabbi Akiva, asked the Taras Chaim, able to be ready to be Maisa Nefesh and for Netil Shadayim? It's not one of the mitzvahs that are Yaharig Valyava. So he answers that Rabbi Akiva wasn't quite sure that he's going to pass away, and since it's a Suffolk, he was allowed to do it. The Yin Yaakov says that since he was being Machmer for the purpose that people should learn the importance of the mitzvah of Netil Shadayim, that's why he was allowed to do it, even though it could cause him very serious consequences. The Ben Yoyada says that Rabbi Akiva knew that he's ultimately going to be killed. As we know, Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. So since he knew that he's going to be killed, he says a person who's going to be killed, it's actually easier for him to expire if he was fasting. So since he knew he's going to die and be killed anyway, so he had a right to put himself into this situation. The Mashos explains there was a time of Gzeris, and a time of Gzeris, the person is allowed to be Machmer on everything. The Prima Gadim asks, why didn't he just wrap his hands? And if you wrap your hands, you could eat without Netilas Yadayim. So the Prima Gadim explains that Rabbi Akiva was a person who ate Chulin Batara. The heter of not washing and just wrapping your hands, or the heter of eating less than the shear without washing your hands, doesn't apply to somebody who eats, is only if somebody eats chulin and he wants to fulfill the halacha that we're learning, that we're going to learn, that you have to wash your hands before you eat. But if you're eating chulin but tahara, then it doesn't work. From here we see, says the Or Zeruah, that somebody who has to wash his hands cannot rely on just cleaning them, because Rabbi Akiva could have wiped his hands against the wall. Says the Or Zeruah, from here we see that the halacha is that when you have to wash your hands, just making them clean will not be adequate. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, B'shosh Tikin Shlomo Ervin. When Shlomo Melech made the Takana of Ervin with Netil Shadayim, and the Takana of Netil Shadayim, Yotz Sabaskov Amar B'ni, Im Chacham Lipcha Yismach Libi Gam Oni. If you are so smart, I will be happy. V'aymachcham B'ni V'samach Libi V'shivi Charfedover. By Shlomo Melech making these rules, he brought tremendous Simcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made these tremendous rule. Why was the rule of Eruv Tchumim not made until the time of Shlomo HaMelech? So I saw that Rav Haigoin explains that the whole point of Eruv Chatzeris is when people live together. This whole style of people living one next to each other only began at the time of Shlomo HaMelech. So before the time of Shlomo HaMelech, there was no ability to make Eruv Tchumim. So he says that I saw that many Mefarshim explain if we look at Eruvit Chum, and we look at the halacha of Eruvit Chatzeris, and we look at Netilas Yadayim, they're really just the opposite. Why? Because Eruvin represents that we're all together. That's the whole concept of Eruvit Chatzeris, that the home where we put the Eruvit Chatzeris makes that as if we're all living in one place. Netilas Yadayim separates us. The definition of a chacham is somebody that has the ability to take both different qualities, to know when is the right time to live together with other people and when is the right time to separate from other people. For that, you need to be Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam. And I saw that Sefer Chesukei Chemed, interestingly, says, La'alocha, based on this Gemara, that if somebody has a choice where to live, he could live in a private house, in a one-family home, or he could live in a multi-family home, and the two apartments are both very nice. Where should he live? So he says, from here it seems that it's better to live in a house with many people living together. Why? Because that's the whole concept of Eruv Chatzeris, that we all become connected to each other. And that concept that we're all becoming connected to each other is so important and so beautiful. That's why, if it's at all possible, that's what should be done. Dorosh Rav Amaydik Siv, the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, L'cha doidi neitzi asada nalina b'chvarim, nashkim l'krom nira, in parcha agefim pitach asmada, heinatza aramonim, shom etenes doidi loch. L'cha doidi neitzi akrom, Sada, Amar Knesset Yisrael, Fenekadosh Baruch Hu, Bon Shalom, Al Tidinei Ki Yoshi Krochim, don't treat me like people who live in the big city. Yesh Bem, they have all sorts of challenges, Gezel, Varayas, Vishvu Shav, and Shvu Sheker, all of these challenges come up when you live in a large city. Neitzei Asada, Bo Avarech Talmid Chama, I will show you the Talmid Chachamim, She'oizkim B'Torim Teich Atchak, that they learn Torah under all circumstances. No, Galina b'kfarim, atikri b'kfarim el b'kayfrim. Bar arach zara shal Esav. I will show you the descendants of Esav. Shishpatalam taiva. You've given them so much good. Vein kafrubach, and they deny you. And look at Klal Yisrael. They don't deny you. Nashkim l'kramim el b'tiknasiyas b'tei medrashas. The way they sat, like we know that they sat in the Bati Midrashas, like in Keren B'Yavna, they had a special order how they sat. Nira and Parcha Geffen, Elu Parit Bali Mikra, people learn Chumash, Petach Asmada, Elu Bali Mishnah, it's a further state of ripening, people are already learning Mishnayis. Hainatsu Rimoinim, Elu Bali Gemarim, those are the people who are already able to learn Gemara, even a further state. Sham Eten Estoidi Lach, I will show you how great my children are, that they spend their time just learning Torah. And as the Yavitz explains, the boys used to go learn, and the girls and the wives would do whatever they can to help their children, their sons and their husbands and their families be able to grow and Limud HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That's what is our purpose in this world, and that is what we are praised with in front of Hashem.